the General Assembly gaveled in a special session today. Their first order of business? Overriding a veto of a bill that includes a number of changes to environmental laws. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
House Bill 56 changes more than a dozen state environmental laws. When he vetoed the bill, Governor Roy Cooper said the measure weakened protections from river pollutants and landfills.
I have to disagree with the governor's points.
That is Republican Representative Larry Yarborough, who championed the override effort. And truthfully, there wasn't much debate. The bill, now law, repeals a ban on plastic bags in some areas of the Outer Banks, a move to reduce waste in environmentally sensitive areas. This ban was favored by many local governments and businesses, a point not lost on Yarborough. But that didn't mean much.
It might be supported by some local governments, but those people also have representatives and senators who are in favor of repealing this ban.
The new law also changes the rules on streams and river buffer zones, includes $435,000 to study the possible negative effects of an industrial chemical known as Gen X in the Cape Fear River. The new law also extends the length of mining contracts in North Carolina from 10 years to life of site, meaning a mine can now stay open until it's fully depleted without the company needing to file any updated permits with the state. This new law also rolls back some key rules on landfills. Previously, if trash was created in a particular county, those local officials had the power to say it had to be disposed of locally. This gave counties the ability to regulate their own dumps, setting the cost of disposal in those landfills, and therefore the ability to encourage recycling and similar programs. The new law effectively ends or significantly hurts these programs, since House Bill 56 allows people and companies to truck their trash to the landfill of their choice anywhere in the state. 44 representatives voted against the override, including at least one Republican. But the veto override was easily passed by the House and quickly passed in the Senate. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.